I love to be around my kids. I would say I'm a family man. I'm fully responsible for my kids, you know, for their quality of life, for their education. So when I go home, you will see I'm just with around my kids. We're playing. My name is Hazim Muhammad. I work as a medical lab technician at University of Iowa Hospital and Clinics. It feels like I have three different nationalities or three different places that I was actually, it meant a lot to me. So my parents originally from Sudan, and all my life almost in Saudi Arabia. Then I moved here and I got very good life here. I couldn't ask for better life. My first impression was awesome. Like when I walk in the street, people like smiling. I said, well, do they smile for everyone or do they know me? Am I famous? My kids, they're all US citizen. What happened is during the pandemic, they decided to have school online. We thought, how about take it online, but in Sudan, with the family. I cannot go because I have work here. I have my kids taking classes online with their families. So when this war started, we thought it's going to be like, you know, 2-3 days and everything will be in back. The army will take over, you know, and it's done. But what we were seeing that there actually is going worse and worse. Then here we'll start getting worried. I said, okay, I talked to the grandpa and I said, what do you think? He said, you know what? We need to get out of the capital city of Sudan, which is Khartoum. Probably we need to evacuate. I met him in Chicago. They were like exhausting, tired. Oh my God. I never forget that day. To be honest with you, I was worried about my 6 years old. He told me there's boom, boom over there. Is there going to be any boom, boom here? I said, no, it's not. You'll be okay. You'll be safe. For sometimes I thought I'm never going to see my kids again because it's been lots of killing there. And they don't differentiate between kids or women. They're just bombs and shooting everywhere. So I hugged my son. Then I was just sitting down on the floor. And then I hugged my other two daughters for probably 5 minutes. And I just was in tears. Everyone was in tears. I said, you know what? First thing, let's get you McDonald's because they love the Happy Meal. We ate. He loved the French fries and chicken nuggets, of course. And he just was asking for the toy that comes with the Happy Meal. I said, we're going to get you two of them. Absolutely. They feel this is their home. This is where they belong to. Now I say, if you want to live here all your life, that's fine. But remember that you have extended family. They like to know you and meet you. And family ties for us is very, very important. Yes, you belong to here, your Iowans and everything. But you have a big family there. They're not all of them can move over here. So it's very sad. It's very unfortunate. But we just pray to God and we are hoping this thing ends soon and, you know, get peace back to Sudan. I feel like I'm losing one of my homes, actually. My son still gets some nightmares. So when he feel like, you know, fireworks on the 4th of July, he will say, okay, Dad, what is that? Well, you know, this is for fun. We're celebrating Independence Day. It's fun. Don't worry. We'll be okay. So I was hugging him all the time, watching the fireworks. But in the actual end of, he liked it. So my 6-year-old still, you know, I feel sometimes he's like, wake up at night, you know, he's like crying or say, are we going to go back again? I said, no. We're here, safe. I said, okay, Dad, where are we now? I said, we're in Iowa.